This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the broadcast stations of Civic Media, a sobering first day of the new year. As we talk here on the Maggie Dawn Show, my name is Jim Santel. I'm also the host of the Saturday program called Amicus Law Review. We'll talk more about some programming notes related to that later on in this hour and next hour as well. Sitting in for Maggie during this time of holiday and also during this time of tragedy, once again visiting America, this time in New Orleans in the French Quarter, a place of great celebration until about 3 o'clock in the morning when this individual, his name is Jabbar, drove his truck into a crowded area right there on Bourbon Street. Reports now at least 15 people killed, many more, 30 injured, at least 35 taken to the hospital. All of this happening once again on the first day of the new year. Significant also that just in the last several minutes, the chief executive of the Sugar Bowl Committee, his name is Jeff Hundley. The game is scheduled to be played tonight in the Superdome, just blocks from where this attack took place, just announcing that because of this terrible thing, this horrific assault upon America, deaths of individuals, injuries to many others. Because of that, the Sugar Bowl being postponed for 24 hours and affirming, as he said, the terrible events, being devastated by the terrible events from early this morning and focusing, obviously, upon that as opposed to the immediacy of the Sugar Bowl, but indicating as well as it is rescheduled for tomorrow night that sports and the other things that we value in America go on, and that even in the midst of this horrific event, this assault upon our safety and security, the only way that these kinds of people succeed is if we respond to this in a way that changes our own affirmation of the good things about America. And so the Sugar Bowl postponed appropriately for one day. Many other things, obviously, undeniably postponed, delayed, and never happening for at least 15 people, for many other injured in the course of this melee attack. What else do we know about what happened here? Again, the FBI, in addition to local authorities, the ATF, announcing the death of this assailant, Jabbar, during the course of a shootout. Why is it significant that the FBI is also telling us that there may be other people involved? We know that there was something related to ISIS, perhaps a flag that was in the truck as well. That certainly raises the connection of an overseas involvement in this in some way. We do not know. We do not know if he was effectively encouraged to do this by virtue of his online viewing, by virtue of his contact, communications with other people, all of that very speculative and appropriate. The FBI is not saying anything about that, but the investigation plainly leading in the direction of more than one person involved, and indeed, maybe an international connection here as well. Describing this already as domestic terrorism, that is, its attempt to undermine, once again, the safety and security of government, and most importantly, of the public generally, by terrorizing. There is a very specific definition of terrorism in the federal code, many state codes as well, and this fits it. And that is why it is being investigated as a case of terrorism, and plainly with some reason to believe that that's exactly what has happened here. We know as well, based upon the things that the FBI, the ATF, local law enforcement has said, that he also had redundant weapons with him. He had plainly the assault weapons that he used in this event. He had, in addition, at least one IED, some other IEDs apparently in the area. The local authorities and the federal authorities still looking for those. And of course, he had the truck itself, a weapon of increasing assault in America and beyond. Let's talk about that for just one moment. This is not regrettably new to America. Among other instances of cases like this, August of 2017, I suspect you remember well, the attack by a white supremacist on the peaceful protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. Heather Heyer killed in that attack.
many others injured by a truck going into the crowded area there in Charlottesville. That was in 2017. In 2016, we had a similar incident in Berlin. We've had these in France many years ago, in New York City as well, and perhaps most recently, we've reported here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media all about that German Christmas market assault. Two killed there, 65 injured. Law enforcement there still investigating motives for the driving of a truck into that crowded area as well. We have precedent for this, and it continues here on the first day of January of 2025. Other things being said, of course, as the country, the nation, and its leaders react to all of this. We know that the attack took place once again in the French Quarter, one of the most crowded areas of New Orleans, and certainly on January 1 in particular. Ann Kirkpatrick, the city's police superintendent, said that it appeared that most of those who were dead, most of those injured, were locals versus tourists. All of that coming out of law enforcement authority right now in New Orleans. 30 people, at least 30, perhaps 35 injured in the attack. Captain Janik Lewis, a spokesman for the New Orleans Emergency Services, said that virtually all of those injured were taken by ambulance to five different hospitals in the area. 14 of them to the University Medical Center, a level one trauma center. Additional people injured sought care at hospitals on their own. Captain Lewis reporting on all of that. Again, all of this happening as investigators continue to find what appear to be improvised explosive devices at the scene of the crash, now trying to determine whether or not those devices were viable. That according to the FBI as well. When we come back, some final commentary on this. Also taking your calls on this sobering day, this summary first day of January, 855-752-4842 as the Maggie Dawn Show continues here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media.